All right, so today we're diving into e-commerce payment options. And I know you're all probably here because you want to boost those sales numbers. And our sources are saying the same thing. Like, you have an amazing product, right? You've got the website traffic. But those sales just aren't quite hitting the mark. Sound familiar?
Yeah, you know the checkout experience. It's absolutely crucial. It can really make or break a sale.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about processing those payments, though, is it? It's about making that experience really smooth and trustworthy for the customer.
Yeah, and our sources are saying that giving more payment options can actually make a huge difference in your conversion rates. So, like, what's the psychology behind all that?
Well, just think about it from the customer's point of view. Like, imagine you're finally there, you've found the perfect product you've been looking for, you're ready to hit that buy now button, and then you can even pay how you want. Talk about annoying.
Ugh.
It just, like, makes you question the whole thing.
It's like a trust issue.
Yeah, exactly. And then you end up just abandoning your cart.
Makes sense. So it's more about taking down those barriers,
yeah.
Right? And giving customers that control,
Especially
those first-time buyers who might be a little hesitant. But do more options actually equal more sales?
I think the data is pretty clear on that one. More options, higher conversion rates. It's because you're reducing that friction. You're catering to everyone's different preferences, and you're just making the whole process less, like, hesitant.
So you're eliminating that hesitation at the checkout.
Exactly. Like, there was this study that showed that just by adding PayPal as a payment option, sales went up. A lot.
Well, really?
Yeah.
I guess people just see that PayPal logo and they're like, okay, I trust this.
It's familiar.
Yeah. And speaking of familiar, credit and debit cards, those are still the most popular, right?
Probably. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Credit cards, they take up about 22% of those online transactions.
Yeah.
And then debit cards are right behind at 12%. People are just comfortable with them and they're accepted pretty much everywhere.
That's true.
Yeah.
Although our sources are also mentioning these new alternative payment methods. And they're, like, changing the whole game, especially digital wallets, right? Those are getting huge.
Yeah, 50% of transactions are going through digital wallets now.
That's a lot.
It's just so convenient, you know?
Yeah.
Think about Apple Pay and Google Pay. They're already on your phone. You can check out with just one click. Super fast, super secure. And it's great for people shopping on their phones.
Yeah, makes sense. Who wants to be typing their credit card info on that tiny little screen?
Nobody.
Right. But what about those people who aren't comfortable, you know, storing all their information in a digital wallet?
That's where things like PayPal come in. They offer that extra layer of security and buyer protection, too. And then there's also account-to-account payment.
Account-to-account.
Yeah, also called A2A.
Okay.
It's basically a direct bank transfer.
Oh, okay.
So customers can pay right from their bank account.
Yeah.
Without using a card. It's fast, secure, and usually cheaper for businesses.
Interesting. So we've got credit cards, digital wallets, PayPal, and now A2A. That's quite a bit. But then there's also buy now, pay later, right? BNPL. Our sources say it's blowing up right now.
Yeah, BNPL is definitely a big trend.
Why is that?
Well, it just offers a different kind of flexibility. Mm-hmm. It's really appealing to younger shoppers.
Right.
They might not want a traditional credit card.
Yeah.
Or maybe they just want to spread out those bigger purchases over time.
It's like layaway, but modern.
Exactly.
But without the interest.
Mothin.
Interesting. Oh. I could see the appeal, especially for those, you know, big ticket items. But is there a downside? Like, does it make people buy things they maybe shouldn't?
There are definitely ethical considerations. It could encourage impulse buying.
Yeah.
And potentially lead to debt if people aren't careful.
Right.
So transparency is super important. Businesses need to be upfront about those terms and conditions.
For sure.
And BNPL should really just be part of a bigger payment system.
Not the only option. So how do businesses even decide which payment options are right for them and for their customers?
Well, that's where things get interesting.
Okay.
It's not about offering every single option under the sun. It's more strategic.
Mm.
It's about knowing your customers, their demographics, their preferences, and even what they're worried about.
That makes sense. But it sounds kind of tough, right? Especially with all these new payment methods popping up.
Right.
Where do you even begin?
It starts with understanding your ideal customer's journey.
Okay.
What are their pain points? What are they looking for in that checkout experience?
Right.
And then you can start matching your payment options to their needs.
So it's about research and planning.
Definitely.
But then there's the technical side of things. Like, how do you actually implement all these different options?
That's where the right tools and resources come in, which is exactly what we'll be getting into next.
Perfect. So let's take a closer look at those practical steps. and how to make that whole payment integration process as smooth as possible.
So before the break, we were talking about choosing those payment options right for your business. It's about your target audience and making an experience that they actually like connect with.
Yeah, and speaking of connecting with customers, what about the shoppers who aren't, you know, totally into the whole digital thing? Our sources mentioned cash on delivery or COD. Is that still a thing?
Yeah, definitely. Especially in those places where digital payments aren't as common, you know? Or maybe people are just a little wary of online transactions.
Makes sense.
Somebody's like that tangible experience. You only pay when you've got the product in your hand.
So it's great for building trust.
Absolutely.
Especially for first-time buyers who might not be comfortable sharing their, like, financial info online.
For sure.
But for businesses, though, doesn't COD get a little complicated?
Logistically, yeah, there are some challenges. You need a system for collecting those payments, handling returns, and making sure those deliveries are secure.
Right.
But, you know, for some businesses and some target markets, that extra effort can be worth it to get that customer trust.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay, so CI's still relevant in some cases. Yeah. What about prepaid cards? Those seem kind of niche.
Yeah, they're for a specific type of shopper, people who are like really budget conscious right. or want to limit their online spending, or maybe they just don't have access to traditional credit.
It's like a gift card, but for your own store.
Exactly.
Encourages purchases.
Yeah.
Attracts a wider audience. So we've got all these options now. Credit cards, digital wallets, PayPal, A2A, COD, prepaid cards. What? It's a lot. But it's not just about offering them, right? It's about how you present them on your website.
Yeah.
And how you actually integrate them into your whole system.
Exactly. That's where the payment gateway comes in. It's like the central hub that connects your online store to all those different payment methods.
So it's pretty important.
Absolutely essential.
What should businesses be looking for in a payment gateway then?
First things first, reliability and security.
Okay.
You need a provider that can handle a lot of transactions and protect all that sensitive data. And, of course, make sure the checkout experience is smooth for the customer.
So no, like, sketchy payment pages or error messages popping up at the last second.
Exactly. That'll scare people away for sure.
Totally.
Beyond that, you also got to think about those transaction fees, customer support, and how much you can customize things.
So it's like finding the right business partner.
Exactly.
Not just some random piece of software. Our sources mentioned Stripe, Square, and PayPal payments as good options for businesses just starting out.
Yeah, they're all great.
What makes them stand out?
They're easy to use, affordable, and they integrate with a ton of payment options. Size super user-friendly, even if you don't have a whole tech team.
So it's like a good foundation to build on.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you're a bigger business? Or need more customization?
There are definitely enterprise-level gateways out there, designed for those larger companies or those in specific industries.
Okay.
The key is to do your research, compare options, and choose one that's right for you.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So we've got our payment gateway figured out. What else do we need to think about?
Optimization. That's the big one.
Okay.
Especially mobile optimization. People are shopping on their phones more than ever. So your checkout process needs to be perfect on any device.
Makes sense. If it's clunky, you'll lose sales.
Exactly.
So key things to keep in mind.
Keep those forms short and sweet.
Okay.
Nobody wants to squint at tiny little boxes on their phone.
Ugh. Yeah. Big buttons, easy navigation, and a layout that's designed for touchscreens.
Exactly. And don't forget about speed.
Oh, right. People are impatient.
Very impatient.
They'll abandon their cart if it takes too long.
Yep. So make sure those pages load quickly.
Optimize those images. Streamline the code.
Yeah, the whole process needs to be fast and seamless.
Okay. Mobile optimization. Check. What else can we do to make that checkout experience super trustworthy and smooth?
Security. That's non-negotiable. People need to know their information is safe. So you need strong security measures, SSL certificates, fraud detection tools.
Okay.
And you got to be transparent about it.
So don't be afraid to show off those security badges.
Exactly.
Let people know you're taking their data seriously. And if you're using a good payment gateway, mention that too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Seeing that PayPal logo or Stripe security features, that can really build trust.
Definitely.
Transparency is key.
Absolutely.
This is all great advice, but still sounds kind of overwhelming.
It doesn't have to be.
Okay.
Remember, it's a journey. You don't have to do everything at once.
Right.
Just focus on your ideal customer.
Okay.
Pick a good payment gateway
and
then optimize.
Optimize. Okay. So start with a good foundation. Make it mobile friendly. Prioritize security. And then
comes the fun part. Personalization.
Ooh. I like the sound of that.
That's where you take everything you've learned about your customers and use it to create a checkout experience that's tailored just for them.
Let's dive into that. How do we create those wow moments that turn casual browsers into loyal, repeat customers? So personalization, huh? It's all about making that checkout experience special for each customer. It sounds like a pretty powerful way to keep people coming back for more.
Oh, it absolutely is. It's that wow moment when they feel like you get them, you know?
I like that.
And with payments, it's the difference between a good experience and one that really stands out.
So how do we do it? How do businesses actually personalize those payments?
We'll start with location. Like, if you know a lot of your customers are in a place where Sudan is popular, make sure that's front and center when they're checking out.
Right. So you're basically reading their minds.
Exactly.
What else can we personalize?
Think about their past purchases. If they used Apple Pay last time, maybe pre-select that for them.
So it's faster and easier for them. Shows you remember them.
Exactly.
What about new customers, though?
New customers. You can try those targeted offers, like a discount if they use a specific payment method.
Sure.
Gets them to try something new.
What else?
Think about what device they're using. If they're on their phone, make sure that checkout page is super mobile friendly.
Makes sense.
And if you know they usually shop on a desktop, you can adjust things for that, too.
So it's all about a seamless experience, no matter what.
Exactly. That's the goal.
This is a lot to keep track of.
It is, but it's worth it. Customers.
It's like you're saying, hey, we see you, we appreciate you, and we want to make this easy for you.
Exactly.
And that makes them want to come back.
Absolutely.
So it's not just a transaction. It's building a relationship.
Exactly.
We've covered a lot today, from the psychology behind payments to the technical stuff and now personalization. What are the key takeaways here?
I think the biggest one is just offering a variety of payment options. It's essential for e-commerce these days.
Yeah, it builds trust, reduces those hurdles in the process, and ultimately, you get more sales and happier customers.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's all about making that checkout experience customer-centric.
You got to understand your audience.
Yes.
Know what they want, what their problems are. Don't be afraid to experiment with different options.
Keep testing and refining until you find what works best.
It's a journey, right?
Exactly.
And the payments world is always changing. So stay curious, stay flexible, and always put those customers first.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And remember, you don't have to do this alone. There are tons of resources out there to help.
Great point. So there you have it, folks, a deep dive into e-commerce payment options. We hope you got some valuable insights and strategies to really level up your business.
Now go out there and make those sales skyrocket.
And that's a wrap on today's deep dive. Until next time.